Welcome back to Mast Radio Sports Talk, presented by 2.5 Athletes. This show is a convergence of Mast Media with Laser Loot Air Student Radio. We're going to shift gears to track and field. If you want to call in, the number to do it is 253-535-7332. Once again, give us a call at 253-535-7332.
Well, like you said, Christian, we're going to talk a little bit about track and field here at Pacific Lutheran University. Last week, we interviewed Kalen Voss, who is a two-sport athlete. There are several two-sport athletes on the track team here at PLU. You know, Christian, what advantages does that give the track and field team?
I think that, you know, probably from a coaching aspect, you don't have to worry as much if your athletes are going to come in shape. You know, Eric Swartout, he's a guy that, I believe Eric is a guy that goes from the basketball court right out to the track and field.
Right.
You know, Eric's fresh off of his season. Eric's ready to go. There's no, you know, that preseason, those first 2 weeks of practice you don't have to spend making sure that your people are rip-raring and ready to go.
Right.
I think it eases the coach's mind a little bit. You know, I think they understand how to manage themselves. You know, part of track and field, it's so self-motivated. You know, my brother's a big track and field guy. He throws shot put, he throws discus. And part of, you know, knowing how to manage it yourself is, when do I go get warmed up?
Because mm-hmm.
there's a lot of waiting around.
It's a team game, but it's also very individualized.
Right,
you know?
Right. So you gotta know how to control yourself, I guess, in that sport. You kind of got to realize, hey, I got to go get warmed up now. Or, oh, no, it's too late. I'm not warm and I don't do as well as I should have. Or,
right.
you know, several different things like that, you know, all can take place in track and field. You know, Kellen, I know that a lot of football guys, it's kind of a natural thing, you know, high schools, even
right.
younger age, you know, people who play football are encouraged to go out and run track and field. I know there's several guys that, I think Lucas Hatton is one of the guys that plays
yep.
both football. And, you know, how does Coach Westring, how does he feel about his guys playing football and track? How does he feel about them adding the extra sport, you know, to their program, to their college experience? How does he feel about it?
Right, we got about 9 to 10 guys, actually, you know, that play football that are also on the track team, and my dad absolutely loves it. You know, he, you know, when it comes to football, Christian, you know, it's all about speed and quickness. And so when you run track, I mean, that's exactly what you're doing every single day. You're running and getting those legs in shape, you know, to play football. Obviously, yes, you know, we got a couple throwers on the team, Lucas Hatton, but the cool thing is, you know, Parker Truitt, a freshman starting linebacker for us, he's about 6'3", you know, 240. He's running the 4x4. And so to see him, you know, work on his speed and actually make the team to be able to run the 4x4 because he's also a thrower is extremely, extremely a positive sign for him going into this offseason. And it's so fun because, you know, the football players will go to the track meet. We even help out as well. We got about 40 to 50 football players helping out next week, March 13th, for the big track meet that will be held at Pacific Lutheran University. So to be able to cheer on your teammates, to be able to see them compete in a different kind of sport is awesome. And it's so fun to see their competitive side. And you talk about a mental edge, Christian. Like you said, track is a very, very mental sport. You know, I mean, you are just – I mean, you're in the blocks, and you got about 10 seconds to kind of get your mind together. Then you go, and everybody's, you know, right side by side. You know, it's one of those things where it's so easy to play the comparison game that so many athletes and track and field athletes do. But also, they got to get up at 5:30 every day.
Right.
I live with Brady Daly, and he, you know, is a football player as well as a track athlete, and he's getting up at 5:30 every single day. I hear his alarm go off because he lives right down from the hall from me. Hear him close the door. Hopefully he locks it. We live in Parkland. But it's just fun to see. It's fun to see Brady commit to that, and it's fun to see him, you know. And the best thing about it, talking to those guys, because I always ask them, I say, you know, do you like having practice in the morning compared to, in, you know, a regular afternoon setting? And they say they love it. They love getting it – not – they say getting it out of the way, but they don't mean it in a bad – they like being done. They like
right.
having the rest of the day to hang out. They got 8 or 9 hours to hang out. But it's also discipline. You got to go to bed early.
Right,
you got to get
right.
those 8 hours in. You got to go to bed at about 11, you know, 10 or 11. And I'm sure Coach Rice wants 9 o'clock. But we got to be realistic as well because they are college athletes. They got to, you know, also do the student aspect of, you know, going to a university. But no question about it, track and field is a huge, huge mental edge.
Right. And it's interesting to see, you know, those guys take on the extra sport. I wrote for the football team this year. I wrote for the basketball team this year. And now this weekend will be my first game recaps for the baseball team. You know, I'd be really excited for a weekend off. Not going to lie. Like, I'd be pretty excited about it. Those guys are, you know, committing, like you said, to 5:30 a.m. wake up calls and all that stuff.
Right.
On top of, you know, their spring football workouts, their summer football workouts, and then their fall season football, you know.
Well, the best thing about it, I think the baseball athletes as well as the track and field athletes, they basically, my dad says, commit to one sport. If you can come to meetings, great, but don't come to practice. Come to practice, maybe watch, but don't go play 7-on-7 when you have a track meet the next day. So these athletes that are track and field guys, they'll come to practice, they'll just watch, because it's important to be a part of the family, you know, be a part of the team. But my dad does not want them getting hurt, because, you know, he understands that they are focusing on their sport at that point. And I think the track and field coaches would, you know, be very, very thankful for that, because, I mean, they would hate for, you know, a guy like Parker Truitt to pull his hamstring when he's in track and field season, when he's doing something football related. So that's the one thing I do like about the Division III community when it comes to two sport athletes, that the coaches understand the sport they're playing in is the main primary focus of that sport.
Yeah, of that season. That's a very respectful thing to do. You know, your dad's not being selfish by taking Parker over into your 7-on-7 scrimmages and whatnot, and he's letting him do his own thing, which is track right now, which is cool to see. You know, we're talking track and field right now. I'm not the biggest fan of track and field. I'm you know, we talked about earlier, I'm built like I'm 35. I have been since I was like 12, or you know what I'm talking about. So I've never been very fast. You know, it's never been my thing. Like I said earlier, my brother participates in track and field. He's a thrower, you know. So I kind of understand it. I see it, right? I watch him. I see it. Yeah. I get it. Kellen, you might have a better idea than I do. What are some of the strengths of this team? Are we getting it done on the sprinting aspect? Are we better with the distance? I know that cross country here was pretty solid, so it should make for, you know, good distance runners here. Are there throwers finishing up towards the front? What about the jumpers? Do you have a clue? Am I putting you too far on the spot right here? Or, you know, what's
no, that's
the situation?
Fine. I mean, I know definitely a couple of the things, you know, when it comes to track and field. I know our sprinter-wise, we have a lot of, well, not a lot per se, but we have a couple guys on the football team that are sprinting for them. You know, we got Garrett Hittner, Carson Ketter, Brady Daly, and then Parker Trude. I think those are the 4x4. So those are 4 football guys. So how cool is that? And then I think when it comes to throwing, I think, like you mentioned, Lucas Hatton is, I know, up there. I know Nate Jarvis is up there as well. Alex Fairhurst, who plays lineman at PLU. So like I said, these are almost all football guys. And then when it comes to jumping, you know, I can't really speak on the specific athletes, but I do know Coach Chris Rice is the head coach for the jumping aspect of track and field. So I know that they're being coached extremely well by Chris Rice, who's also, you know, the strength and conditioning coach at PLU. So I know they're coached very well. And talking to Brady Daly a couple days ago, PLU track and field is known for success. So they've normally finished in the top, you know, top 5 when it comes to track and field, 1 through 5. You know, they've kind of been in the middle of those over the past couple of years. And so Brady thinks that they can honestly, again, kind of repeat in that same area. They've got a big track meet, you know, coming up this weekend against Linfield. They actually leave tonight. And that's a great thing for them to be able to leave tonight, not have to wake up early and get, you know, get on the bus and head down to McMinnville. So they leave tonight, have a big track meet at Linfield. I know Garrett Hittner is out with a hamstring. He should be ready to go for March 13th track meet at PLU. So other than that, that's really the only injury I know of the team right now. But when you say, you know, sprinters, distance, throwing, and jumping, you know, Christian, like I said, I only know a little bit about those guys. But at the same time, they're coached very well, so I would think that would translate to the players.
Yeah, I can't wait for a weekend here on campus where we got track and field going on as well as baseball.
Right,
as well as
that's
softball.
Gonna be a big time. You know, it'll be hard to park. hard to find some parking there for, you know, the PLU fans. But no question about it, for, you know, these parents to come to PLU, and it's so pretty in the spring. You know, it really is. And you know, like we said, the baseball complex is literally about a stone throw away there from the track and field complex as
well. Yeah, most foul balls from the baseball diamond reach the track and
field.
Can
you imagine a foul ball hitting a sprinter? That would be one for the ages.
Quite funny. You know, PLU track and also cross country have done some great work in our community. They volunteered with Trinity Lutheran Church to serve up a community meal. You know, Kellen, I'll throw it your way and maybe I can respond, you know, one way or another. How important is it to be involved with our community, not only as an athlete, but also as a Lute in general?
It's huge. You know, we have a big responsibility, you know, being a student athlete here at PLU to give back to our community. And I obviously I can only really speak, you know, for the football team here. But I mean, you think about, we have about 80 to 100 guys on the team. And so that's a lot of bodies, a lot of big guys to be able to help move things and stuff like that. And we had a meeting this last Wednesday night. We're teaming up with a kind of a community outreach project that kind of helps build some off ramps for, you know, people that are disabled. And so we're going to be kind of getting into that in the next couple of weeks, as well as the Special Olympics. I know that's coming up as well in a couple of weeks, and we've had some a lot of guys have kind of given back to that. And we kind of have our own. We have a it's called a Lister program. It's an elementary school about 20 minutes away from here. It's actually right by the church I go to, Fellowship Bible Church, down there in Tacoma. And this is elementary called Lister, and they did it back when my grandpa was the head coach here. We've gone to Lister, and we kind of go in about, there's about 10 groups of about 8 to 9 guys. You know, obviously that kind of adds up to 100 guys there. And we just go into the classrooms and speak. And we have kind of set schedules of what we're going to speak about. I think we go about 7 weeks out of the season. And this is during season, so this is when we're sore, we're tired, we got homework. But we want to give back to these communities and these kids. And I remember it was a kind of a quick story, if I can take a minute here, Christian, is my dad was on a plane a couple years ago and sat next to somebody that was in the Lister program when my dad was a player. And how cool is that? And he just said, this thing changed my life. And the guy said, it's not still going, is it? My dad said, you better believe it. I am now the head coach. I took over from my grandpa, and I did not, you know, discount that at all. We are still doing the Lister program. And so we have a huge, huge impact on the community. And like I said, I can only really speak for the football team. I wish we had some other athletes in here that we could ask around to see, you know, what other community outreaches that they do. But for the football-wise, we really, really take it seriously, Christian.
Yeah, it's great work done by, you know, you guys as athletes. It's the type of stuff that, you know, no matter what your record is at the end of the year, POU as a university can hang their hat on the stuff that you guys are doing out in the community, which is a great thing. It should make everyone proud to be a Loot here at POU.
No question, Christian. So, folks, spring training games start on Wednesday this week. When we return, Christian and I will talk about the Seattle Mariners. Specifically, we will talk about the starting pitching of this team. Stay tuned. This is Mass Radio Sports Talk presented by 2.5 Athletes.